If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is January the 25th, 2022, and today the topic is, who is God? Shout out to my hubby this morning. Thanks to him. Y'all are getting the juice this morning. He was my contingency, aka his phone call this morning woke me out of my self-inflicted snooze. And I guess y'all can call him the juice maker this morning. Look, self-proclaimed juice maker this morning. Yep, thank God for him. So here I am, right out of bushy tail, for the juice this morning. The inspiration came from, listening to the prayer meditation with Soul Space app. It, you know, had me reflecting on, you know, God being joyful and laughing and singing over me and all these different things. And it actually kind of made me think about something my husband was saying over the weekend. And I guess it led me to go deeper about who God is. So, we'll go ahead and get into it. So basically, one thing my husband would say is that he didn't necessarily like how certain things was mentioned in the Bible in regards to God. And I get it. I mean, hey, you know, I acknowledge that, you know, there might be some pulp, right? There might be some things you don't like in the Bible. I mean, it got a whole section, you know, that's geared towards you keeping notes on it in the Juice 30-Day Bible Study Journal, right? So I get it. There's some things that we might not like. However, I guess the question is, like, does that matter? Like, does what we think matter? Or is what the Bible says we should do with our thoughts is what really matters? Because the Bible says multiple times very clearly to, you know, cast out every imagination against the knowledge of Christ, you know, not lean on our own understanding, to renew our minds, and all kinds of things like that. And so, yeah, I guess with that in mind, who is God, right? Because, you know, the interesting thing is this morning as I was doing a prayer meditation, it had me do this little exercise where it was like, you know, imagine that God is singing over you and, you know, what does that look like and everything. And the interesting thing was in my mind, I was kind of picturing, I'm going to just share. So I was kind of picturing like a really joyful guy. So I know on one hand, you know, maybe somebody might think Santa, Santa vibes, you know, so really joyful, kind of big guy. Also was kind of picturing what people might think of at, I mean, well, like Triton, the Little Mermaid's dad, or Zeus, the Hercules dad, and Disney's depictions of those characters. I kind of was imagining something like that, just very happy and jolly looking. That's what I was imagining as I did my challenge this morning, trying to imagine God being happy to see me, God being joyful over me, you know, singing over me, and all these different things. I also imagine myself to be like a baby. Like I imagine myself as a baby, and like or and being held and caressed like a baby. I mean, I guess not that God can't be joyful and singing over me as an adult, but I mean, I'm just telling you all what I picture as I was trying to do the exercise. I mean, hey, y'all go ahead and do it yourself. I mean, I don't know if it'll be tainted by what I see. See what you guys come up with. Like, see what comes into your mind when you think about it. But that's what came into my mind this morning as I was trying to imagine what God would look like singing over me and all those different things. And so, who is God? You know, I mean, now, I mean, there's a lot again in the Word of God, a lot in the Bible that describes God, you know, tells us who he is and everything like that. But at the same time, he's vague in some ways. It doesn't necessarily say it says God is the Spirit. It doesn't say that, you know, he looks a certain way. So that jolly figure that I pictured in my mind may not be what he looks like at all, you know. Now, I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say this is my personal opinion, but based on Bible, I will, you know, just go ahead and put on the record that I personally believe that, you know, according to the Bible and according to what I'm reading, I don't imagine God to be a female entity, because, you know, simply, you know, using the term father to be one of those things that confirms that to me. You know, when Jesus walked the earth, he was a man. You know, you know, things like that is what makes me lean towards the masculine aspect of this spirit. But regardless, I mean, does my little interpretation of God even matters? You know, and then, I mean, to be honest, you know, one of the other thoughts that I was having or that came across my mind as I was thinking about all of this and finding verses this morning and things like that was that, well, maybe I'm not supposed to share it with y'all because it just went away from my mind. Maybe I'm not supposed to share that part. We move on. We'll move on. But anyway, basically, you know, at the end of the day, it led me to this conversation of who is God. And yeah, so here's the verses that stood out to me this morning. Okay. Isaiah 40 and 28. It says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." So, several things stood out to me this morning, writing and even now reading this verse. I mean, I guess I once again I have confirmed the masculinity in the word he. just saying. So that's one thing that stood out to me just now as I read it. So just a side note, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I just thought it was interesting and funny as I was writing it down. It's at the ends of the earth. Oh, so I don't know if that's a I don't know. Should we consider that to be something like proof in regards to flat earth? I don't know. I ain't got no thoughts about none of that right now, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you what came in my mind this morning as I was writing down and I was like, ends of the earth, and it made me think about flat earth. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's one thing. But ultimately, what really stood out to me in this verse is the part that is talking about understanding is unsearchable. Again, even with as much things that are said about God in the Bible, about his as you I guess we would think like personality, about like, you know, him, you know, all the descriptions and whatnot. I just really, and this is just me again based on Bible, but that we're just not gonna really have a full understanding of God. Like, I think we should just wrap our heads around that understanding that, hey, you know, we're never gonna figure every aspect of God out. Like, so yeah, even though again there might be things we don't like about what the Bible says about God, maybe things we don't like about how he handles certain situations in the Bible and whatnot, but it's like we don't understand the bigger picture of everything, you know. I know my husband was referring to Job when we were having a conversation, and I guess he didn't like that scenario. And I get it, you know. I guess you wouldn't want to be Job in that scenario and get everything taken away and then all that stuff. I'm like, well, I mean, granted, you don't hear about that happening anymore, you know. So obviously Job was a unique situation. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong now, I do believe there's some people that's probably going through Job experiences right now, but not to the extent that he did, you know. So I think it was done to do what it needed to do in that time, and you know, and then there's the recollection of it for us, and that's it. Like, I don't recall people fully going through that exact scenario again. So, you know, maybe we don't like it for Job, right? We don't like that he had to go through that, or whatever, but we don't understand the bigger picture, right? We don't understand, you know, everything that's involved in the situation. So yeah, just something to think about, something to think about on today. Yeah, so then the other verse that stood out to me this morning is Isaiah 44:6. It says, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God." Again, there are several verses that reiterates that as well. One thing that crossed my mind this morning as I was writing it down was how we look to God, you know, worshiping anything else but him. I mean, I would imagine that we look kind of foolish. I mean, I know it's, again, written in the Bible about, like, people that are carving idols out of, you know, wood or whatever, or worshiping another human or something, like worshiping creation in any aspect rather than the creator. You know, again, I know these days, you know, people talk about the universe, right? They talk about the creation versus the creator and everything like that. So, I mean, hey, to each their own. Again, God has given us all the free will, you know, and I am just one little humble person. I can't take your free will away from you. If you want to worship creation, by all means, I mean, I guess you are free to do so. But the Bible suggests otherwise. you know, the things that I've read in the Word of God, the Bible, it suggests that we do otherwise. And it's very clear about there being no other God but God, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible. And so, yeah, something to think about. One more verse that I felt led to share this morning is Romans 1:20. It says, "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been made clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are, so they are without excuse." So, yeah, I mean, plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to, you know, I guess, reiterate the heart of God, reiterate the, you know, to give us an idea of God and everything like that. But, yeah, you know, you guys can read those things and let them marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. Again, I don't know where you may be, whoever's listening to the sound of my voice. Like, maybe you are doubting there's God at all. Or maybe, again, maybe you don't like the biblical depiction of God Or maybe you cool with God and you like, hey, you know, I agree with what the word of God says. I agree with what the Bible says, X, Y, and Z. We could all be at different levels in regards to our spiritual relationship with this entity known as God and everything like that. But I hope that this juice encourages you and inspires you to, you know, if you don't know them, get to know them. Check out these verses, see what they have to say about them. You know, if you want wisdom and more understanding about the things that you're reading, then go to him and ask for it. That's, you know, a clear instruction of things we need to do. But like it or not, y'all, that's the juice. The Bible verse of today is Colossians 3:1. It says, if ye then rise with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all later on. Yes, just a reminder, everybody, today at 9:45, I believe. I think that's right. 9:45 a.m. We're supposed to be going live with Accountability, chit-chatting with Miss Christy Brundage, as well as Mr. Leo, checking in on her progress because she is the giveaway winner of the Gift of Accountability. So we're going to be checking in with her today at 9:45 a.m. Also, another announcement is I want to make sure I remind you all that Inspirational Outreach is hosting a Valentine's Gala. So be on the lookout for that. If you want more information, go to Inspirational Outreach on Facebook. Look in the ticketing section and whatnot. And yeah, hope that you all will do that. But I believe those are my announcements. So podcast people, I'm going to let y'all go. Thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This has been brought to you in part by Anointed Touch, Health, Fitness, and Beauty. Eat right and exercise daily. Walk with God, run from the devil. 1 John 20:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One. Visit anointedtouch-hfb.com for more information.